Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Skinheads, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus Films. He chimes in when we need him. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win.
Boys, I've done my best Mitchell Drennan impersonation last week. No.
What kind? Oh, no.
The social awkwardness. Yeah. It was a rarity because I'm normally sort of quite confident, but like it, I had to go get my hair cut.
Right. You do hate that.
I do hate the barber as well, but I was like in a mad rush. I was trying to organise everything and drop my kids to school and all this stuff. Anyway, so I've got in there, got the ears lowered, sat down. Have you not heard that before?
Not heard that expression.
No.
Got the ears lowered.
No.
It's one of the all-time expressions.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever want a way to tell, like not tell people, but to help people laugh, like, or you just want a cheap laugh to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
If someone gets a haircut, say to them, me and Gody have been doing it for 18 years. If someone gets a haircut, just say, oh, you got your ears loud, mate.
Ears loud.
Guaranteed laugh every time. Someone will laugh. Look, just happened. Did Dave over there, producer Dave, he's laughed. He lost it. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's all good. So I sat down, he started doing the thing, whatever. And I hadn't met this bloke before and he asked me what my job is. And like, I'm an exercise physiologist, but I hate saying that because then I have to explain what an exercise physiologist. So I usually just say, yeah, I'm a physio. It's not really the same. It's a bit different, but it's just sure. Like, it just saves the conversation. But anyway, so I've said, I'm a physio. Yeah, it's speaking. And he goes, and then I've dropped the, and what about you, mate? What do you do?
So is this like your full-time thing?
It's just like,
what did he give you?
The good thing is like he laughed. He said, yeah, I do this, but I do something else as well. Okay. So okay, this is okay.
And you were like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I remember last time you told me that. I haven't been here before. So I'm just sitting there just going like, this is good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I know how it feels, buddy.
Yes. Yeah, welcome to my world. Yeah. That is incredibly unlucky.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Good. It would have made him feel good about himself.
Yeah.
But he's just like offended by that. It's like, oh, am I doing that bad of a job?
Why have I got a mohawk?
Skid, what did you do last week? You were away for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, I was away last Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday went down to watch the Formula One with Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit. Turns out he loves Formula One.
And he actually knows a little bit about it.
Yeah, knows a little bit. Yeah. So that was good. I ended up having quite a few awkward interactions with people as well along the way. So that was great.
Were any of them Formula One drivers?
No. We sort of brushed paths with Oscar Piastri, but it was that was pretty awkward too, actually, because I was too scared to talk to him, obviously. And he was getting crowded by news organisations and things of that nature. So
should have bought the way you got the chocks mic down.
Yeah.
It's funny. He was actually telling me the same thing about he brushed past you too.
Yeah, I know. He would have recognized me. But yeah. No, it was good. It was a good weekend. One of the weird interactions was I had to take someone came up and asked me to take their B reel.
People still doing that.
Apparently.
Oh, I remember that thing.
At least one person is. I never got on it, so I didn't like had no idea what I was doing. And yeah, I took the photo and then realized the face I pulled was just incredibly awkward. So yeah, that's on her page. So that's good. Everyone.
Oh, you were in the B-reel.
I thought you meant as in
because it does a bit of front and back.
Yeah, it takes a photo with the front camera and the back camera.
Now that's just not okay, Lee.
Jesus.
Crikey.
That's a shame.
So I was in one of the cameras.
Yeah, all a bit of front and back action.
Yes.
Well done, Skid.
Anyways.
That might do us, I think.
Anyway, the actual race was exciting, wasn't it? I mean, you're not like well known for your Formula One knowledge. I think that's kind of the whole premise of the Formula Fools podcast you've started. Is like Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, actually knows stuff, and you know nothing.
Yep, correct.
You're learning. And-
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I've never followed or paid any attention to Formula One at all until Dave started chewing my ear off about it 8 hours a day. 5 days a week. So yeah, I've sort of been learning and he's roped me into doing that Formula Fools podcast, which has been great. But yeah, that was the first race I've ever been to and I really didn't know a great deal about what was going on. I did know enough to know that Max Verstappen keeps winning.
Yeah, really, she's saying that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
Max Verstappen.
That's what he calls it. I literally said it wrong on the podcast, so that was good. But yeah, so I've got that right now. And so he's obviously been winning heaps. So this race was a lot more exciting because he did not finish, so which meant someone else won. So that was nice.
It's very sad, isn't it? It's sad that the sport is that dominated by one person.
Yeah, it kind of felt uncomfortable, when his car brakes blew up or whatever it was, and literally everyone on the hill around us just started cheering. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's sad.
Like, because they just want to see someone else win. That is,
he only got $4 million that weekend.
He's had a tough one.
It's interesting, Skin. Actually, probably Formula One is the only formula you didn't pay attention to throughout your chemistry degree, would you say?
Yes.
I was going to make an Excel joke, but like he excels at that type of stuff. But that was as good as gold anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Happy?
Happy.
Good. If you're a first time listener, Skin actually didn't do a chemistry degree. I thought he did.
It's physics.
He did physics. Mm-hmm. Also a bit of formula in that, isn't there?
100%. Lots, I reckon. Yeah,
there were some formulas there.
All of Newton's 10?
He's got 3. They were all in there.
Yep. Perfect. All right. And also, Mikas wanted to give a quick update on the NRL tipping comp because he is dominating. Sent me a screenshot the other day saying it. How is it possible to be this bad when I try hard?
Yeah. So going into this week, I think I was 147th out of 151. And I'm making my way up the rankings this week. Yep. 135.
Nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like,
nope.
I'm 53. Right. What are you, Skin?
I don't know. But
I think we're on the same amount of tip. So I think I'm... and we've got the same numbers.
Wait, what have you done there, Mikas? Because you and I both got one right in the first round, which sucked, obviously.
But yeah.
I've sort of worked it out since then.
Well...
I guess.
I mean, how do you... It's just trying to tip. It's hard to work
it's
out, really.
Yes, isn't it?
Yeah. You just pick the team you think's going to win.
Yeah, that's what I've done. And you've just done the same thing but got a few more than me.
Yeah, so if you just get the right one, that's fine.
Oh, that's great. Good insight.
So it's weird that we're not all number one.
He was actually telling me about the lottery numbers. If you just like circled the right line.
It's really
not that hard. Yeah. I don't see the problem.
All right. Well, let's see if Dave the Brit that knows jack shit has got the right one here with our joke of the week. You can leave these for us on the chalk line. That's at wegotthechocolates.com.au. There is a little place there for you to leave a voice message. And this one was sent in by Nathan.
All right, lads. It's Nathan here. I just needed to kind of call and vent to someone because last night came home and discovered that somebody had broken into my house and stolen my fucking limbo stick. I mean, how low can you go?
Well done. Well done. Happy. Cody's not obviously.
It's fine. I mean, honestly, what do you expect me from this segment?
I think it's just because you can't relate to it because you don't have. Remember, you sold your limbo stick.
I did actually the other day. Yeah, got a great price for it. I wanted to go lower, but I couldn't.
Yes, wonderful.
Well done. Well done. Nathan and Gody. Yeah. Probably Gody more so. Nah, well done, Nathan.
Very nice.
Can't work without
Nathan.
Yeah, good stuff. As Gody just did a return, but you can't return without the serve. Mm-hmm. Wide to the forehand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tennis reference for you, Mikas.
No, I got that.
Nice. Sometimes I'm not convinced.
Yeah, that's fair.
Skin, you have a written one?
I do. Comes in from Mike. He says, hi, lads. Mike from Scotland here. Love the podcast. Brightens up the grey and rainy days, so that's almost every day. Sorry to hear that, Mike. Anyways, his joke. I'm in my 50s now and have a fair few tablets to take every day. Got my Viagra and sleeping tablets mixed up. Ended up having 40 wanks.
Oh! See, now that is good gear. Yeah,
it'd be red raw too.
Oh my god. I didn't want to think about it in more detail.
No. There's not much that can price you for that. I wouldn't have
fucking blisters.
Proper onslaught. Wink, wink, 40 winks, you know what I'm saying, Skin? I know what you're saying. Yeah. Jeez, thank you very much. They're two good jokes, great stuff. And they were brought to you by our good friends at Better Beer. They have five fantastic beers and plenty of good merch as well. Check them out, betterbeer.com.au. The midi I'm going for.
We're all going midis.
Oh, we are too. Well done.
We're sensible.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, last week or maybe the week before, Goaty made a pretty massive call on our podcast, actually, which led to something interesting this week. If you've got that little sound grab for us, Lethal.
Super Rooster Toowoomba has the best chips in the world.
Well, that couldn't be less well known.
Yeah. That was pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty massive call. I'd never heard of Super Rooster Toowoomba. Mm-hmm. So
I think the funniest thing about that was it was just so out of the blue. It was like, that was not a planned thing. Obviously, I mean, we don't do that much planning, but
never.
But like, I just said, Goaty, what's the best chips? I think we were talking about like out of KFC.
Colonel,
like,
yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And then Goaty just like literally like he had it prepared. Like someone had asked him yesterday, like, oh, Super Rooster Toowoomba.
Yeah, it stands out.
It does.
Like greyhounds.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, it turns out a lot of people agreed with you as well. We posted a video of that and plenty of people were telling us like, yep, he's definitely right. You've got to go taste these chips in Toowoomba.
There were also people that blew up about us revealing the secret. I don't really get that.
The secret.
Yeah.
Oh, as in like they don't want tourism to Toowoomba by the sound of things.
I thought we were doing like a nice thing and it was like, oh, don't give away the secret, you idiots. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd hate to provide
give them more money.
Customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Businesses do hate paying customers.
Oh, bloody went down to Super Roost the other day. All these freaking people in
line
there.
Up everywhere.
Yeah, bizarre. But yeah, anyway, so we obviously, it felt like we had to taste them. I mean, and Toowoomba obviously so close to us. It's like a little 2-hour drive. So we started, made our way out there last week to give it a crack, which was nice. Although trying to do some work in the backseat while you two were driving was less nice, but
was
that was
me
fine.
And Mickus, yeah. That was the car sickness. Bigger car sickness. Yeah,
he doesn't get it. Hey, unbelievable.
I'd be sitting in there vomiting.
I'm the same.
No, I don't get that.
Wow.
Yeah, Skim was staring at his screen the whole time, both ways.
At us, just
not staring at the screen both ways, as in landscape and pool. Yeah. He would like,
you must have had a fish on your mouth. You wouldn't have got car sick with a fish on your mouth.
These fishos apparently just fixed everything.
I can't say I tested it. I did not have a fisho in my mouth, no.
Try it next time.
We'll do. But yeah, we eventually got out there, saw a couple of Welcome to Toowoomba signs. They certainly don't miss you with those.
Yeah, there's three Welcome to Toowoomba signs.
At least you know where you are.
You get welcome three separate times.
Yeah, it's
quite nice. I mean, they're obviously not expecting you to get up the hill. Maybe they are, I don't know.
The range.
If they put three. Is it a range?
Toowoomba range is what it's called, mate.
It is
a hill.
Kind of hilly.
Yeah. It's also a range.
Yeah, it is. It is uphill. Yeah.
And downhill in the way out.
That's how that works.
Mountain. Yeah.
But yeah, is that okay? So there are three Super Roosters out there.
Which one did you guys go to?
I don't know. Okay. That was the question, is did we go to the right one? Apparently there's a right one and a wrong one.
The one on the way out towards Dolby. Like keep going through the town, go towards Dolby.
I think we cooked it.
Yeah.
No, well, those were chips they cooked.
Did cook them.
Why would those ones be so much better?
Well, that's like if you're driving out that way and going out west, so that's the stop out. So out of the town and then you keep going through and then you get to Oakey, Jundarian, Dolby out that way.
Sure.
That doesn't answer the question. But,
why are they better?
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. I don't work in the restaurant.
They're the same chips.
Have you eaten at this one particular restaurant and that's the greatest chip ever?
Or is
this like a continual thing you've done?
Oh, every time, because my grandparents were Dolby. So every time we'd go out there, it was like halfway pit stop. Bang, Super Rooster.
Have you eaten at all the Super Roosters?
No, just that one.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
But that's the one, some bloke in the comments said something, and then did you go to Woolloowin?
Yeah. I remember reading that comment.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's that one.
Well, we went to the first one, and then Super Rooster messaged us on Instagram and said, go to this one, the parking's better. And we were like, well, parking does make the chips taste better.
Yeah.
So we went into that.
I thought it was salt.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, first we sorted the parking because that was a key part of the criteria.
Yeah.
And so that meant that we'd been to two of them. And then we were sort of thinking like, oh, because they told us to go to this one, that must mean it's like the original. And then when we were asking, it was like, so is this the original Super Rooster? They're like, no, this is the fourth actually.
Yeah.
The original got knocked down. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's unlucky.
That is considerably unlucky.
Yeah. You're never going to find the original.
Nah. So.
We could have gone to like the site that it was at, maybe, but I don't think they'd be serving great chips anymore.
No, no. Bit burnt.
I don't think it burnt down. Did it burn down?
I don't think so.
I don't okay. So, yeah, that was our confusion. You sort of just said Super Rooster Toowoomba. We got there thinking that would be one restaurant and there was three to choose from.
No,
so
I haven't been to the other two. I reckon even when I used to go through, I don't even think there was two. Multiples.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, so we went off to a great start. We got in there and asked the bloke working there why what's all the fuss about these chips? What makes them so good? Why are they so great? Mm. And of course, wouldn't give away the secret recipe. He said they're made with love.
Good. Excellent.
Why is everything's
always made with love? Yeah, when
everything
it's good.
Good's always made with love.
Mm. Yeah. Is anything bad made with pure hatred?
Not many companies come out and say, what makes the chips so good? Well, we hate what we do.
Yeah. Disdain for my employment.
Simply doing this for the dollars.
Yeah, no one really wants to give it away, do they?
Yeah, no.
And then we also had like one, so we tried, we went round two with the chips because we tried one lot of chips. We're like, oh, that's really good. And then this guy yelled at us as he was coming out of the drive-thru, like, did you get the extra salt? And we're like, nah. And he was like, got to try that. And back in we went for extra salt.
Good.
What's your stance on extra salt?
At some places you need it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like
not this place.
Not this place. Nah, stock standard's enough at this place. Yeah,
I must say I prefer the stock standard.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I would agree. Mm. I think there's definitely such a thing as too much salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy was a real big fan of sodium chloride. Yeah.
And I think he assaulted you.
And then the other thing was we only found this out after we posted the video with our review saying, also we had no idea really how to do a chip review. Like when you say the best chips in the world, this is probably something we could have asked you before we went, mm-hmm. but like asking you now that we've been and judged it.
Yeah.
What's the criteria you would have done to?
No, I think you actually nailed it pretty good. Like you want crispiness, but you don't want it like, wait, it's like you don't want it crunchy, do you? You want a bit of softness in the middle.
That fluff on the
top. And salt has to be not just plain table salt.
Oh.
Yeah, it has to be like a chicken salt variety or a little, for mine anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that other one? Temperature.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. You don't want to burn your mouth trying to eat a chip, do you?
You don't want it cold, though. You don't want to reheat the fuckers, do you?
Well, we brought them back to the studio 6 hours later for Dave and he tried them cold. We did say that, like, let's see how good they are. If they still taste good when they're cold,
Better with age.
We thought that was sort of like
fine wine.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm.
Is there anything I've missed there, Skin?
I don't believe so. No, they were quite good chips. Oh no, there was one other thing actually. Yeah. Also in the comments, everyone said, "No, you've completely cooked it. If you went out there and you didn't taste the special dipping sauce,
I was going to ask you about the sauce. Did you go with the sauce?
Or we went about the sauce because we were tasting the chips. Right?
It wasn't the best sauce.
If I poured sauce away.
But see, I think if you're judging a chip, though, you judge the chip. And then if you want to add your sauces, like that's extra. And anyway, if anyone's putting tomato sauce with this quality of chip, you need your head red as well.
And that's the same as your stance on meat pies.
Yeah. Well, just more like, go like a special different sauce or a gravy or something like just a bit of character.
I think they've got one. That was based on the comments. They had the special dipping sauce. So nice.
But everyone
might be worth correct.
Everyone said it after the video and then like acted like we were the idiots because we didn't.
No.
know that it was the best sauce ever. So
maybe it's the manager's fault. He should have like maybe told you maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, he could have sold us on. I mean, we took a long time to make decisions about what we're getting.
Oh, that's surprising. That's fucking staggering.
Skid also gave away with just like a full plastic container of peas. I wish I was joking.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, I might get some chips and a couple of sides. I was like, chips are a side.
Yeah. But of all the, like peas, I mean, I guess you can't get chicken nuggets.
They serve chicken, is there?
It's fucking Super Roast. They're not going to serve fucking fish, are they?
I get it. That's fine. I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying I wasn't going to buy their chicken because I don't like eating chicken. So, but I was hungry, so I wanted to buy other things. So I got corn and potatoes and peas.
It was the biggest chip I've ever seen, those potatoes.
But they're roasted potatoes. Fucking not bad.
Really?
It could be the best roasted potato in the world. I don't know. Yeah.
So what we have decided is that basically I think there's a massive appetite out there for the chips, obviously, but then also for us to do more reviews of, I don't know necessarily products. Chips. I think chips is a good thing. We need to find, because a few people disagree with you, Gody. Not many. A lot supported Super Rooster Toowoomba. But there are a few that said they probably need to try these ones and these ones. And I think we should start with maybe ones that we can drive to before we start flying.
Yeah, we're not going to Darwin just yet.
Someone was like, when you're next in Adelaide, check out this shop. I was like, oh, yep. I would just do that on the way to work.
What are you guys doing Tuesday?
Over in America, I think there actually is a restaurant that has a Michelin star for their chips too.
That's good.
I mean, I don't know when our next trip to America is, but we should probably keep that in mind as well.
Do any of those international, how would you say, what are they called? The sort of airplane travel things?
Planes.
Planes, but like more so the airlines.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful people. Oh, yeah.
Do they ever offer any discount codes?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Just potentially some sort of like...
A little partnership maybe?
Get us over there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I watched a bit of AFL over the weekend, which is Australian rules football if you're an international listener. It's actually quite a big game in the UK, I found out too, in London. They have a genuine AFL competition.
Oh.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit wasn't telling me about it because he doesn't know about it.
He doesn't know whether he's Arthur or Martha today, that's for sure.
And also in New Zealand, they play Australian rules football. Quite interesting. Point of the story. Okay. Point of the story was it was a rough weekend for the poor old boundary umpires, which is one very specific type of umpire. I don't want to say anything too controversial, but potentially maybe not as important as the field umpire. Well, I mean,
that's a controversial thing to say.
Okay, that's being completely honest, at the time of watching these games, I would not think that it was the most difficult job out there as an umpire. Mm-hmm. So there are field umpires, which are obviously their role is to make all the decisions, right? Mm-hmm. As in like free kick, pushing the back, that sort of thing, holding the ball, off you go.
Yep.
The boundary umpires, their role, I assumed, well, to give you context, in the Div 2 reserves that we play in, we play without boundary umpires. So,
are you joking?
No, yeah, genuine. It's like if the ball goes out of bounds, like throw it in yourself, boys. Not really. I think it comes back in for a ball up. But
to be fair, that's fucking better anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. So sometimes and in the Sandful, which is the South Australian competition, they have like a last touch rule. So,
oh, I love that too.
So it just makes the game move on quicker, etc. So I was sort of looking at like boundary umpiring as maybe a bit like
a dying art.
Yeah, dying art potentially. There has been some discussion about bringing the last touch rule into the AFL. I don't think they'll ever do it because traditional, etc. Anyway, my mind has since changed across the weekend. But let me start with the decisions, the big talking points, the decisions that they got wrong. I'm not sure if you guys saw the Jack Higgins goal, St Kilda versus, who was it? I reckon Collingwood, in fact, on the Friday night. I've got some audio of it here. And this is Brian Taylor, BT, commentating.
Almost gloved it as well. Moore knocks it to Higgins. It was out of bounds, I reckon. Gee, I thought it was out of bounds. Long kick is a goal. I thought he was out. Umpire said play on, it's a goal.
Do you reckon BT thought it was in or out?
Do you remember? I wish I had the sound grab. I'm pretty sure we played it before, but there's another one.
He's done pretty much the same thing.
Do you remember that one? But he went
that
even
was out of bounds.
That was out of bounds. It's pretty much where he really became the most well known, I think, was for that. So again, he was pretty confident that the Jack Higgins goal was out of bounds. He kicked an absolute worldie. Like, it was unbelievable.
It was a crazy kick.
Unbelievable goal. Particularly, like, I think Rob on Twitter actually summarised it quite well, because Channel 7 put up like, great goal, but was he out of bounds? And he wrote, he was on punt road, nearly got run over by the traffic. So that was how bad people thought that it was. Since then, the AFL has actually come out and made the controversial, I would say, stance to say that he got it right. So I'm not sure what camera angles they have.
No,
not the same ones as ours, but that's fine. But Goaty, I wanted to ask you first, because I feel like this relates to a stance you've got in cricket slightly. Should it matter?
Nah, play on. Who was that playing? Collingwood. Fuck them. For me, and this is what I think, the game's so fast and that happens so quick. It was like scooped up, went bang. Like, yeah, I'm happy for it.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
It's such it a better. Cool. It's, imagine that as a replay. I think there's no winning for the poor old boundary umpires because if they called that out, then he kicks that, then everyone's going, oh, that could have been the goal of the year. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I wonder if the same reaction would have happened if he kicked it behind.
Mm. Definitely not.
No. Yeah. We wouldn't even be talking about it.
We'd not be discussing it, that's for sure. Like, and it was clutch and in the moment of like probably one of the game, which doesn't help. It was early in the first quarter again, probably easily forgotten.
Well, the AFL rule as well is different to like the NRL rule. Like the ball. The whole ball has to be out, but also for NRL, the ball has to touch the ground for it to be out as well.
Correct. Well, yeah, that's true actually.
You know what I mean? So like maybe the AFL can do something like that. Yeah.
Your body AFL, can be out. The body, you can just be running outside of the thing as long as you're holding the ball.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
The next night, there was also another controversial one, which was not as obvious. It was Kyle Langford playing for Essendon, took a mark, but again, looked out on the full. Then he played on and just ran in and kicked it. I'll go on to explain that a little bit further because as fate would have it, Mikus and I caught up for a beer on Saturday night. We went to somewhere in Burleigh, the local, I think.
Yeah, great spot.
I thought he was just saying, we'll go to my local, but it's actually called the local.
Oh, that's on that main little.
Yeah,
dra- that's
and it is
good,
fast
that
becoming
is,
my local.
Yeah, it's a good spot. That is nice. A fucking good pub.
Good. Anyway, as it turned out, we happened to just run into AFL boundary umpires, genuinely like sitting at a table in that what bar.
Well, one not of them in their uniform.
Okay, no. They were just doing throw-ins.
They're throwing schooner glasses.
No.
Wait, but how did you work it out if they're not in uniform?
What was that funny story? One of them liked We Got the Chocolates. He came up to me, Ed Vickers, and was like, boys, I just want to say, like, massive fan of the podcast. I just drove from Perth a couple of weeks back and I listened to like 16 hours worth of We Got the Chocolates podcast. And we're like, holy heck, like, what a machine. So he started with that, which was all semi really positive. And then he said, my girlfriend can't stand your voice. So when it was her turn to drive, we had to turn it off. And his girlfriend was sitting right over there. Ew. So just in the little, thing. So I thought, well, I may as well just go and get some feedback.
He did.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So
why are you so weird?
So I obviously walked up to her and said, like, hey, lovely to meet you. I've heard you hate my voice. Apologies. Can you work with me on getting it better? And she was very apologetic. And said, like, I don't hate it.
It was funny.
It's fine for the first like 2 hours, but just after that, it gets a little bit deep. I was like, yeah, that's pretty fair.
Add the voice.
Yeah. There's nothing.
We knew, mate.
There's nothing happening in that scenario for 2 hours. I'll give you the hot tip.
Speak for yourself. Thanks for our wonderful sponsors.
So that was sort of, we got to the bottom of that. And then we just, Mikus and I just got chatting to them. And he was like, it's actually my birthday. And these guys have all come, they've all arrived at the birthday. I'm rattled now.
Stop.
They've all arrived at the just to have some drinks and whatever. His name was Luke, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what do you do for work? He's like, well, I'm a physio, but then I also do AFL umpiring. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I play a bit of Australian rules football. He was like, no, not your level. Like, I actually boundary umpire in the AFL. And I was like, well, like the Brisbane Lions and stuff. And he's like, in that.
The AFL.
AFL.
I was like, it's been a rough week for the boundary umpires. Yeah. Said that to him. And he was like, he's got like this group chat of like all of them. So like getting feedback about each decision and stuff like that. And he's like, these guys are boundary umpires. He's a boundary umpire. He's a boundary umpire. What? And so like we learnt so much about, so I was like, so I was like, when you throw it in, you just throw it wherever. He's like, no, it needs to land 18 meters in from the boundary.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I would not have known that.
No.
So they go to training on Tuesday night. We're invited, actually, if you guys want to go.
Hell yeah.
Where is it?
It's at Sheldon College.
Yeah.
Sheldon College.
It's
they
in
just
Brisbane.
Go and, in Brisbane. They're just in there and throw them in. And they were also saying that, like, basically what you were talking about. Like, there's these weird rules, like the Kyle Langford one where he marked the ball, probably out on the full, you should be able to get it. But because he played on off of his line outside of the field of play, that should have been a throw-in straight away.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like that stuff happens so quickly that you have to be able, and there's four umpires that run the entire 150 meters of the field and they've got to keep the ball in between them. So like two run on this boundary line, the ball has to stay in between them. Two run on that boundary line, the ball stays in between them. So in theory, like that Jack Higgins goal, they were like, probably would have had three sets of eyes on it. Someone maybe should have picked it up. So they were kind of like.
And so this was post both of those things had already happened.
Yeah, okay. Both happened.
And they were saying, like, their group chat's going, like, they agree they were probably not the greatest decisions.
Yeah, but then the oh, I don't want to get them in trouble. They were like, the AFL sort of came out and said, yeah, I think they got that one right. And they were a bit like, I'm not so sure about that.
That's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support. But like, neither of those two were the umpire in question. Gotcha. But one bloke had like flown up from doing the Fremantle game in Melbourne.
Like the hour before.
Straight back to the Gold
Coast. Straight to the pub. Yeah.
Is that on him? So there was a lot happening. I learned a lot about boundary umpiring, and I'm pretty sure it's far harder than what I thought.
Yeah.
Also,
of course it is.
No. Luke is like a genuine athlete. He ran a 14:02 5K.
No.
Yeah.
Like he's apparently isn't he number one in the steeplechase in Australia?
No, I think he was second or third in steeplechase Australia. Like genuine athlete. And we're just going, I mean, it couldn't be that hard. He's got to watch the Mick ball.
Like, we've never even seen a steeple, let alone chase one.
That's our pilot fun of the week.
I've got to designate it to myself. Can you guys help us?
I'm pointing at you. We're going to get fucking donuts out of these two again.
It just wasn't that hard, but it could be pilot.com.au. But anyway, in amongst that, well done to the boundary umpires, wonderful people. And Luke, congratulations on the running, physio, and boundary career.
Gosh, he said he'll pace me for a sub 20.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you explain what
problem
that
is you got to keep up with him.
He said I'll run 5K in 20 minutes and you just stay behind me and don't stop.
Yeah.
So obviously I've got to train for that.
Yes, but, right.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. So that was one of my goals for the year. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, he broke it down. He's made it easy for you. You just have to attend.
Yeah.
And throw the ball 18 meters.
What you should do is just attach a little rope to him.
Just drag him on the ground.
The last kilometer, you're like on the ground.
Okay, I do want to move on from this, but also one story about a good friend, Vickers, said he's deck chairing from that same night, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we found a table. It was outstanding because we were doing some laps for a while trying to look for a table.
Steeplechase.
It's got a reserve side on it. Migas was like, oh, that's weird. It's like there's a reserve for 9:30. Like, who would be eating dinner at 9:30? And I was like, yeah, that is strange. Like, didn't think much of it. Anyway, a couple of hours later, the bloke comes back. It's about 9:15. He's like, boys, I'm just going to clear this table when the footy finishes. So you'll just have to make way, sort of thing. And we were like, yeah, no, fair enough, no worries. And he was like, yeah, just the DJ setting up over there, right? Bearing in mind that the sticker says reserved for DJ. So I've sort of like put two and two together and go like, oh, it's not actually a reserve. It's not actually a reserve ticker. It's just the DJ is starting at 9:30. So they're just moving the table. Mikas, the blokes come back again and said like, all right, boys, just 5 minutes and I'm going to move it. And Mikas is like, oh, man, this poor guy named DJ, he doesn't even realize that he's reserved. He's reserved table.
I'm genuinely going, I feel sorry for DJ. And then Lee just looks at me, takes me about 10 seconds, and I've just gone, oh yeah, that's one of those moments where I just shouldn't talk.
Wait, you said that to the bloke that works?
No.
Said it to me. But I was just looking at him like, you're taking the piss, obviously. Like, you know those ones where you sort of look at people and you're like, is this a funny joke? Yeah, if you're joking, this is quite funny. And he's literally just like, man, poor DJ. Like, is anyone going to tell him that
he's Dave Johnson, poor bugger. And guys, we've got a special guest here today. The lovely Eloise, Skin's fiance, is joined us at the table. Welcome again.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Good to be back.
Yes. I wish you were here under better circumstances.
Me too, man. Yeah. Me too.
So a little context. Skin, a couple of weeks ago, you had what we call a good old-fashioned mare. Lethal, you got the audio for me there, buddy?
Dude, this was probably my worst performance ever, I think. I literally just forgot her birthday.
I love that we've given no other context. Dave's just cut it off right there. That's all you get.
Yeah. Perfect. The only context you need.
Yeah. So we thought we'd bring Eloise here to maybe explain her side of the story and let's see exactly how much backpedaling our good friend Mitchell can do over there as well.
To try and help Skin out as much as possible, Wes, I'm looking for some defense for him because I think it's fair to say Goaty was particularly flabbergasted. I was sort of like, you know, in that awkward phase where it's like, oh, he's my brother, I should defend him, but also it's hard to defend. Like, that sort
There's
of thing.
No defense.
Yeah, but just if there was a defense, can you just clarify for the jury, was this the first birthday you've ever had?
No.
Okay, right.
Well, this is shocking.
Oh, I got no other ideas then.
I'm not sure where that leaves you, Skin, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I've had a few years to practice.
Tend to be exactly.
You should be getting better with practice, I would think, and I'm somehow getting worse.
So literally worse.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, Wes, from your, like, are you someone that quite likes birthdays,
celebrations? Birthdays, Christmas, I'd even pop Easter in there. I love any event to celebrate.
There you go, Skin. That's something maybe you can mark on your calendar.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I can make up for it this
May the 21st. We can celebrate.
So are you able to just take it through, we'll take us through it from your perspective, do you think, Weez, of just how that, morning went for you? Because we've heard Skin's sequence of events and you've probably listened to it, I think.
Yeah.
Was it accurate?
No. What happened was, let me explain.
Oh, no.
So I'm pretty sure we spoke, we spoke about my birthday the day before. So I'm just a little bit confused. Anyway, so woke up on, it was a Wednesday, I think, Wednesday morning. Mitch is like, morning. And I was like.
And if you are listening to the podcast only rather than watching on YouTube, Eloise has just made a face that is quite shocked.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Nothing. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll just give him another chance. I'll go start getting ready to work. And he's like, ah, what are you on today? I was like, is this guy joking? And I was like, okay, maybe I'll give him one more chance. I'm going to go downstairs. I'll do my makeup and I'll come back up. So I did my makeup, came back up, and he's like, what's wrong? Like, is something wrong? Like, why are you not saying much? And I was like, I got to the point where I said, you forgot my birthday.
Yeah. At first, did you think it was like some sort of sick prank or something?
No.
Like no, because he's not really into his pranks particularly.
It's literally gotten worse every year. I think the last 2 years before that, which I think you've spoken on the podcast about with Yana, the birthday's present's been bought on the birthday. He'll be like, oh, what do you want? Here's my card.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what? I swear in your younger years you were quite romantic, weren't you?
He was very romantic.
I was, yeah.
What's changed, Mitchell?
Wonderful question.
Bearing in mind that you guys do have like a reasonably exciting event coming up like soon.
Yeah. Well, that's just that obviously been occupying so much of my brain that I didn't
Your mental capacity is full, mate. Is that
exactly.
What
you're saying? There's only so much I can handle, and planning a wedding is a big job.
Mm. Oh, for you.
What the fuck have you done?
Which I've been doing heaps of. I've done obviously the
I would just stop talking.
Okay.
I think that's a smart idea for you.
Okay.
So, genuinely, Weez, is it a concern for you? Like sometimes I think people when it comes to weddings, I've seen on like movies and stuff, never done it myself, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I've seen in movies and stuff, you know, the worry about like cold feet and stuff. For you, I don't think that's a legitimate worry, but a genuine concern is that he might just forget to rock up.
Yeah, that is a concern. He might be like, oh, might go play cricket.
Oh, I've got my last man stand semi-final over.
What's wrong? You seem so angry. You forgot our wedding. Yeah.
Oh. I was at the Formula One again.
Yeah, not great.
So, Skid, you had a defense, apparently. You've got something that you reckon.
Tiny, tiny defense. I'm well aware how shit it is, and I apologize profusely immediately. So I'm not really trying to defend myself that much. But I will just say, on the present front at least, because I'm pretty shit at presents and I'd sort of just ask Eloise what she wants and then go and get her that, right?
This is
in
not
the weeks
defense.
Leading up to it. I was like, okay, I obviously know your birthday is coming up. Like I'm aware of the date. I don't just not know it. But so
but it's because it changes every year.
Yeah.
It's a leap year this year.
Yeah. So I'm asking her what she'd like for her birthday. She tells me about this perfume, I think it was.
No.
Nope. That's good.
So Skin, this defense is going about as well as the Rabbitohs in the weekend.
Okay, Skin, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but you've got the defense of Chris Martin.
Oh, no, mate, you've been bowled. First ball, again.
It's a really funny joke for any cricket fans out there.
Okay, wait, what was it that you wanted in the first place?
Earrings.
Okay, so.
Oh, so similar.
Yeah, I mean, they're both.
So she wanted these earrings, which she was going to wear on the wedding day, and that would be the perfect birthday present. And then like a couple of days before her birthday, just says, I bought myself those earrings.
No, hang on. Let me set that context more because you've missed out some key details. It was like. What? Saturday night, I think you were doing something on the Sunday, so you weren't going to be able to get them. And I was like, oh, I saw them at the shop. And I was like, I'll just get him and just tell him not to worry about it. I've already got my present. I still don't think that's a justified excuse to forget my birthday.
No, I agree. I don't disagree.
But the good news is you got her a present.
Well, yeah.
Despite forgetting her birthday.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You'd be the first person ever to forget someone's birthday and get them a present on the same day.
I've never seen you move that fast in my entire life.
Yeah, I did work hard at lunch, at the old lunch break that day, I'll be honest.
You skipped down on Guzman's for a day. Yeah.
Can I take my lunch break? Yeah. I've been gone for 3 hours.
Yeah. Bean burrito as well, thanks.
Yeah, so I ended up coming together with something. But yeah, no, I agree. That's not a great defense. But I just would argue, had I had a set of earrings on my bedside table, it probably would have been harder to forget.
But what do they you were think for. He actually would have got them?
Yeah, I do all my best work under pressure. I was leaving it to the last minute, and then I was obviously going to find a way to make it happen.
But that's... the only way you could have got them was delivery, and they wouldn't have arrived.
Semantics, please. So you, okay. Just, where there's
he
a will,
a,
where there's a will, there's a way.
He is a Australia Post most days now.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
They maybe are wonderful people. Yeah. Well, you got plenty of support in the YouTube comments on our channel, actually, Skin, from Timmy. Seriously, Skin, your wife's birthday. Well, poor Eloise.
Yeah, well, see.
Oh, this is good.
Fiance's birthday. Oh, right. Obviously, if you want that sort of treatment, you've got to bloody wait till you've got a ring on it.
You should have put a ring on Skin.
Are you joking?
I bet he was trying to drop hints for those 9 years.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me.
And Wiz, if he were, I mean, you know, no one's trying to play the blame game here, if he was to try and play the blame game, is there anything, do you think, on your resume that you've forgotten that he can reference as maybe a point of like, well, I mean, there was that time you forgot my lunch.
No, I remember everything. So, no, nothing, I don't think.
Mad Duck Skin, I really tried for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
He's really
I didn't try for you at all, mate.
Yeah. Gaddy, you can't relate? I understand that.
What do you mean?
You can't relate? You've never forgot your wife's birthday?
No. I've got two kids and they remember as well, so one of them's two.
Oh, Mitchell.
she still runs in the room pretty excited. Yeah.
Thanks very much for your time, Eloise. It's been most helpful, mainly for me and Gaddy.
Yeah, we've had a great day.
Anytime.
Let's finish with the game. And the game is famous first names. Now, we've played this once. We didn't have a jingle because we don't like to get too far ahead of ourselves. We played it once. Goaty, I think usually you're the one that we try to impress with games. Mm. You're very good at them. And also, if you don't like them, they get written off quite quickly.
Well, Google Feud's been here since episode fucking 16. It's still there somehow, even though it fucking sucks.
Okay. Well, that'd be awkward if we ever do that again.
Radio. Right. Exception of that one, I guess.
But this one's good, you think? Famous first names.
I like this one.
Okay, good. In which case, I have got a jingle for you.
Nice.
Think of someone famous, write it down, and then just tell me. Famous first name frenzy.
All right, famous first names. The way the game works is that I will throw out first names. You do need to be, so you, that's Goaty, Skin, and Mikus. You need to write down the most famous person that you can think of that fits that first name. However, mm-hmm. you can't have the same name as someone else when all of you reveal your answers on the whiteboard there. If multiple contestants land on the same name, you're both ruled out. The point will probably by default go to the other person.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, if you've all got different names, I choose the most famous one. I'm the only judge. Just me.
Just based off.
Just based off a general vibe that I've got of my personal preferences and what I've thought about recently.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fair game.
Oh, yeah.
Your first name is Robert.
Oh, your mother's brother, obviously.
Oh, nice.
Write that down, Skin. You always say that. Robert's your mother's brother. Is that, that's an expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Robert's your mother's brother.
Yeah.
Like, so Robert, could it be the person's name probably is Robert, but they're not known necessarily by Robert?
Are you thinking of Bob Marley?
No, like a Rob or like this. I mean, not specifically for this one.
I'll take abbreviations.
Oh, okay. Does
I'm going to have to get something from your Skin.
Yeah, I've got fucking nothing.
Oh, I don't know who that is. So
that's concerning.
I mean, it's obviously Robbie Williams.
I'm fine with that. Whoa. You're revealing already.
Whoa.
I was going to do it. Okay. Migos has got Robbie Williams, as you've heard.
Or Robert.
Now, Goaty has Robert Dickus.
Rob DiCastella.
Yes.
He won Commonwealth Games gold as a marathon runner.
Yes.
So you don't know who that is. You're doing 50 marathons and you don't know who Deke is.
Well, it's a real person.
Well, that's good. I think I'm in first.
67 years old. Champion, world champion marathon runner, Robert DiCastella. Skin, have you revealed anything here?
I haven't, no.
And so you've got zero.
No, I've got something. I'm just waiting to reveal until you stop Googling.
Oh, sorry.
That stuff.
Okay, well, I've got DiCastella
around here.
Okay, so I've stolen Mikus's theory that I really appreciated that helping hand, Mikus, and I've gone Robert old Bob Catter.
Shoot the bats, Bob.
Bob Catter.
Very well.
Okay, can I Australian tell you politician. Some of the names that you could have had? I'm Please. Actually going to give Mikus the point with Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah. His fucking name.
Yeah.
Is it his name?
Well, his first name would have to have been Robert.
Well, Ricky's real name's not Richard, is it?
Ricky
Ponting.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wouldn't have thought that it was.
It's on it. But no, we should check the Robert thing.
Yeah.
No, it is. I already looked it up.
It's definitely Robert. Have you looked it up?
No,
he made that up.
Well, I actually looked up Bob Catter. That is Robert.
Also, definitely, you could have had Robert De Niro, Robert Irwin, which is Bob Irwin, Robert Downey Jr. or Robert Pattinson would have all fit as well. So well done. Idiots. You're all on fire.
No, I was going to do start. Robert Downey Jr., but then I was like, someone's going to do that. So
Oh, smart. And by smart, I mean no one did it, so not really that smart. Well, I mean.
But he still got the points. So.
Yeah. Okay, Robbie Williams has been all cleared by Dave the Brit, the nose Jackson. Yeah. So well done. Mikus, point to you, and I should give you a little correcting. Particularly when it's,
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Can we move on to Nicole, please? Reveal. Thank you very much, Mikus. Thank you. Well done. All names that I had on here. Skin, can I see yours, please? All right.
Oh, we've got two simpletons over there.
Two Nicole Kidmans and a Nicole Richie from Goaty.
They were the two names I was tossing up between, so either way I was cooked.
Okay. Goaty has got the point. Now, could I trouble you that you also could have had a Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Dolls.
And Great Burger as well.
Sorry.
Zingerberger. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not the Sherpa.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well done. I didn't have many other Nicole examples.
Nice.
Nicole outside.
Nikki Webster's probably a Nicole.
Good.
Nikki Webster would have been good. Strawberry Kisses, Mikus.
Mm.
All right. Here you go. On to Paul, please.
I've got a bit of cursive for you this time, mate.
Okay. All right. Reveal. Very nice. Very nice. Two goodies. Skin, we're waiting on you.
Currently empty handed.
Well, that's good. Do you want to be put something in the hands?
And write a name down as well.
Skin, you're timed out.
Yeah, I can't even
timed out. Paul. All right, this reveal. Skin's gone Paul.
I'm proper deck chair.
Which is good. I'm assuming, Skin, that's Paul from the Bible. So you're in the run.
Oh, yeah.
His time of year coming up, isn't it?
Paul Rudd from Mikus. Paul Gallen from Goaty.
Nice.
I do have to give it to Paul Rudd on this occasion. Mikus, you're out to two. Goaty, one. Skin, yet to trouble.
I love that phrase.
Time for one.
I'm barely yet to trouble the white board, let alone the scoreboard.
Well, I have five prepared. How much time? We used a lot of time. They try to just work out how the game works. But we'll do five. Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm looking for. And you can shorten it to Jenny.
No.
Or not Genesis Skin. I know that's been something.
Is there any Judases coming up?
No. Skin's trying to work strictly in biblical names.
Yeah. Oh, which one do we go for?
Give me a reveal, someone. Well done.
Gone with friend of the show.
Oh, well, now you've given that away.
I mean, hardly.
Okay, nice, Goaty. Locked in. Skid's gone with a late change here, which is interesting. And gone to... Oh, well done.
Wow.
Jeez, that's a hard decision. All three. Jennifer Love Hewitt from Mikus. Jennifer Lawrence from Skin. And Jennifer Aniston from Goaty. Okay, that is a tough decision. Now, for the sake of the game, Skin, very well done with Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence, I feel. Jennifer Aniston maybe had it, just more current Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, obviously the biggest TV show ever, but anyway.
But apart from that, then you got to remember Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
Speaking of which.
Ghost Whisperers.
So, Skin, you're on one. This will be the decider then. Mikus on two, you two on one. If either of you get it
Bono's here, is he?
Then we're... If either of you two get this. Bono's elite.
I just did not hear what he said.
It was a fucking great joke and didn't get reciprocated.
Mate, everyone else laughed.
Yeah, but it's only you that it cares from. All right. Final one is Jack. Also, I don't know what happens if either Skin or Goaty gets this. We're tying again. I definitely don't have a tiebreaker. And this game's gone for long enough as it is. So let's just go with Jack.
Jack Wildermuth.
Yeah. I've got two to Mikus. I've got one to Skin. One to Goaty, and this game is what they call coming down to the wire. It's so weird that you and I both had the same one. Well done. Nice. And there's one other that I thought was Goaty, let's start with yours. It's the most normal. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, nice. That makes sense.
Skinner's gone with Jackie Chan. Which I'm not willing to accept. And Vegas has gone with Jack in the Beanstalk, which I am willing to accept. And I think on this occasion, Jack in the Beanstalk, a lot of copies sold. Therefore, Vegas, well done. You get the chocolates in the game this week. Incredible.
Come on.
Jack Nicholson, very stiff to miss out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I heard he was.
Okay, and I've got a tweet as well. News article posted on Twitter, John Cena surprises 7-year-old boy with cancer on his birthday. Someone replies, what a terrible gift.
It isn't great, no.
I actually saw that. Like, I saw that exact tweet. Like, it scrolled past. Like, nah, I can't say that.
Yeah, see, I wish I had that filter.
Yeah. I don't mind that skid.
Go anymore.
Nah.
Sorry.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah. You can. It's with a better tweet, attitude, you can. Yeah.
It's a great tweet.
Skid, have you got a piece of homework? Because rightio, that is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be part of the Chocky crew by probably, I don't know, doing one piece of homework that Skin's going to set for you.
Yeah, sure. I feel like we're due to leave a rating and review, obviously. We haven't done that in a while.
No.
We'll read them out sometimes, and obviously they help us go up the charts, preferably if they're 5 stars.
Yes.
Yeah,
five stars helps a lot.
That's up to you.
One piece of homework, Chip's recommendation, but also the second piece of homework,
rating and review.
Well done. Made that crystal clear. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you absolutely are getting the chocolates. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps. Hey, Goaty, what's your... Who's that? I think you know a lot about Formula One. Who's the brand of car that Lewis Hamilton drives for?
Ferrari?
No.
Did you want someone else to answer that?
Mercedes.
It is Mercedes, yes. Mercedes nuts need to go in your mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.